And now to our own election campaign, much more peaceful, but still frenetic. On Tuesday, the race for the Democratic presidential nomination makes a rare stop in Hawaii. The state isn't known for playing a role in the battle for the White House, but one of this year's candidates, Barack Obama, was born there. The Clinton campaign, though, isn't conceding Tuesday's Democratic caucuses. Chelsea Clinton was out and about in Honolulu this weekend, rallying support for her mother. We have a report now from Kayla Rosenfeld of Hawaii Public Radio.
It's a weekday night, and some 20 volunteers are gathered at the Honolulu headquarters of the Barack Obama campaign to participate in a phone bank. There are only two landlines in the office, so everyone is using personal cell phones. People are making calls from inside the office and outside on the balcony. Brian Schatz, a former state legislator who is spokesman for the Hawaii Obama campaign, is excited.
One of the things that we are so proud of with respect to Senator Obama is that his message, which is really one of unifying the nation around a common purpose, we think he learned some of his best lessons here about diversity not dividing us, but rather defining us.
The Obama campaign here has raised more than $500,000, almost seven times more than the Hillary Clinton campaign. And that's not surprising. Barack Obama was born and raised in Honolulu and graduated from Punahou School before attending Columbia University and Harvard Law School. The senator still has family in Hawaii and returns regularly to visit. Obama's half-sister, Maya Soetero Ng, is a teacher in Honolulu and one of his strongest advocates. She's grateful for all the volunteers the campaign has attracted.
We truly appreciate the work that you're doing, so thank you. Thank you from me, thank you from Brock, thank you from Michelle.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, brother.
Thank you, I'm proud of him,
yeah,
too.
I bet you are.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Soetero told the group her brother is looking forward to the caucuses.
He's excited about Tuesday. He asked me to remind everyone that Hawaii is very important, that the country and indeed the world is going to be looking at Hawaii, and that it is so important that we all participate on February 19, that we make sure that our voices are heard.
Grace Calicton is one of 20 volunteers tonight working for that change. A second-generation Filipino-American, she moved to Hawaii from Washington, D.C., shortly after the Clinton administration ended. She said she arrived in the islands disillusioned, broken-hearted, and wanting nothing more to do with electoral politics. Until now.
When Barack Obama came on the scene, I got re-energized again, and I began to believe again. And I have never been as excited.
Local Clinton supporters know they're facing an uphill battle, but State Senate President Colleen Hanabusa says they are prepared.
What we are looking at in terms of the Clinton campaign is going to the people that she has touched herself when she's visited here. There's a lot of aloha for the Clintons, and the Clintons have had a lot of aloha for the state. We are probably a lot stronger in the rural areas and the neighbor islands and pockets in urban Honolulu. But certain areas, we just think that the Obama people will have a better showing.
Former Hawaii Governor John Waihe'e is a Clinton family friend and Hillary supporter. But he says, given the excitement behind the Obama campaign, either way, the Democrats win.
It's so typical of us Democrats that we would go with two of the most exciting people at the same time. So the first thing is that it brings revitalization to the party. Second, I think it compels us to recommit to what our basic principles are in making a choice between two excellent people. And I hope that as a result of all of this, we end up a stronger party.
The 20 delegates at stake in Tuesday's caucuses are not considered a huge prize, but Hawaii voters are excited about their day in the sun of national politics. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.